Everyone interested in artisan crafts and arts workshops should know about a regional gem, Miami University's Craft Summer Artist Workshops. Registration for the 2013 Craft Summer Workshops is currently underway, and here to tell us more is director of the program, Ron Stevens. Welcome, Ron, to Around Cincinnati.
Very glad to be here.
It's been around since 1976, so why don't we start with that? Tell us a little bit about the history of Craft Summer and who started it and how it started.
Well, the university started in 76. It became obvious to them that there was a need for many of the students who had graduated, especially in art education, that wanted to come back and learn new techniques, new aspects of whatever art they were working with or art that they were teaching. And they were also working on continuing their graduate degrees, getting their master's in fine arts. So the workshop started in that sense. Well, once that started, they realized there was a very big interest in often professional artists learning specific techniques, and then it just kind of grew from there, where they started bringing in artists that were maybe have some unique technique that they were working with ceramics, or maybe a bronze casting class was started, and that was been a very, very popular class for about almost 20 years now. And then it would grow into other areas as the arts would evolve, or the techniques, or the particular way that you would work with that type of art. And so they would get artists to come in to teach these week-long workshops, and they start becoming very, very popular. And this is our 37th year now.
What is being offered this summer?
There's some variation of certain classes we always do. There's always a beginning ceramics class, pottery classes. There's usually some form of drawing or painting. The bronze casting, that became so popular that if we didn't offer that every year, I think we would get shot. And we've expanded into digital photography. There's glass beading. That is a really unique process where they actually use a torch and melt glass, create jewelry or pendants or sculptures with it. And that has become incredibly popular. We also offer a couple variations of glass fusing. This year, for the first year, we have a polymer clay class. The woman that's teaching that, her name is Sarah Sally LeGrand, and she's one of the most popular artists in that field in the country and travels all over the country giving workshops in that. We have a stone carving class this year and then some woodworking classes, a variety of other things as they become, like I say, several ceramics classes this year also.
I'm going to mention a couple that you haven't touched on, which I thought were interesting. One was about books and batik.
Yes, that is a wonderful class. And what they're going to be doing, the batik process, they will take that once they've done that and end up making books. The book then can be either something that oftentimes they use them as memory books. They're just these beautiful little pieces of art when they finish with
them. Wow. Another one was narrative fiber arts. What exactly does that mean?
Most of us are familiar with quilting. Well, quilting has expanded into just this amazing range of decorative art as well as a very expressive art. Cynthia Lockhart, actually from Cincinnati, is the one that will be teaching that class. It takes on what you and I may think of as the traditional that I remember my grandmother actually doing, the quilting, and has brought that into, in this case, it's going to be very contemporary in the way that it works. They will bring other items that they will put onto the quilt. It becomes very beautiful, very expressive. I mean, this is something you would frame and have on your wall or as a wall hanging. Just amazing.
How big are the classes?
Well, that's one of the things that we really try to keep and very successfully keep them very small because it's so experiential. I mean, instead of setting a large auditorium with someone talking to you and you've got 100 other people, these are all 10 to 15 maximum size classes. The instructor will come and work with you, help you refine your technique and understand what you're trying to do.
My understanding is that there are classes geared to all kinds of abilities and even for folks who may not have any experience. Is that correct?
Exactly. Originally, it started out for art educators, and we've expanded. Actually, the fastest growing area of our program is the person who's never done this before. We do have a lot of people that are maybe professional artists, and they will come back and take classes. But with the way we've expanded it, we have lots of people that they're doing this for their very first time. We have all level of classes and several of the classes, because they're very small, we have the opportunity to, we can have advanced people in there and quite a few beginners too. And oftentimes the class is oriented directly towards beginners. And personally, one of the things that I find most rewarding, I'll have people talk to me and I've always wanted to try this, but I'm not an artist. And actually, I think we all are artists. We just don't know that. So they'll try one of these classes, and they are so excited. They start out, especially in the very beginning classes, it's everything that you would need to know to start this. They're not brought into it thinking that, well, you have to know this to begin. It's the instructors, again, our instructors are just wonderful, and they were very patient. They know how to guide you along and remove those barriers that make you feel you can't do it. And again, I probably sound overenthusiastic, but after doing this for 12 years, I am so excited when every summer there are people that come up to me, often in tears, that they are doing something that they never thought they could do. And their life is so dramatically changed and enriched because of that.
Art can do that.
Yeah, because they find that they can do it. It just requires the right situation, the right environment, good instructors, and a group of people that are, they all help each other.
Are you doing a faculty art show this year?
Yes, we are. The way we do this is we have the instructors, all of them, either because of technology, there's some things that have changed where some of it we do as an online sort of gallery, and then all of the instructors bring their own work as demonstration pieces. Here's this piece of art that they made that if you're like me, I'll look at and go, oh my gosh, how did they ever do something like that? And they'll bring those things to use as demonstration and show you exactly how they did it. And sometimes, honestly, it's going to be beyond our level from the very first part of it, but that I find that very inspiring to see how instead of them holding it back as some magical thing that you can't do and that it's, here's how I did it.
How can folks register?
There's a couple ways they can do it. They can go to our website, and that walks you through. There's a registration page there. Registration is currently open, and because the classes are so small, they do tend to fill very quickly. You can download registration forms and fax them in to us, mail them in to us, or call our phone number. And we have a wonderful workshop coordinator, Janice, who will guide you through every process of registration.
Thank you so much. I've been speaking with Ron Stevens, who's director of Miami University's Craft Summer Artist Workshops. And they will be getting underway June 7th and run through June 12th at the newly remodeled Art Center at Phillips Hall on campus there in Oxford. For more information about the classes, instructors, and how you can register, please visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey Allgaier.